Good morning. The temperature 27 degrees outside our studios at Friends Plaza in Urbana. The time right now is 8:50, and it's time for the pre-opening market report on WILL with our Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jim, and good Thursday morning, everyone. The yen fell today to its lowest level in more than 2 years against the U.S. dollar, as Japan's new government continued to put heat on the Bank of Japan to show a greater sense of urgency in dealing with deflation. Japan's new economic minister said today that he welcomed the yen's weakening trend. Taiwan Sugar Corporation today canceled a tender to import 23,000 metric tons of U.S. corn and 12,000 tons of U.S. soybeans, citing high prices. TSC was seeking the cargo for February-March shipment. The lowest offer was made by Agrex Incorporated. It offered corn at $353.28 a ton on a flat price basis. The company was also the lowest offer for soybeans at $617.43 a ton on a flat price basis.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
This week's significant snowstorm has abated now across the Midwest. We will see improving conditions for a while. Travel across the heart of the region has been rather rough the last couple of days. We will see that breaking down as we get out there and start cleaning up the mess behind the storm system. We did end up with more than 12 inches of snow in a few locations in southeastern portions of Illinois and southwestern Indiana, 4 to 8 inches across central Indiana, and 6 to 10 across portions of central Ohio. There were lighter amounts of snow surrounding this region, and it looks like most of the snow, though, has pushed off into the northeastern part of the country this morning. We'll likely see an opportunity here to clean up the mess as we move forward through the next several days. The storm systems that are stacked up to move across the U.S. now over the coming week will be focused more on the southern states. Portions of the Delta and the southeastern U.S. will likely see the most frequent precipitation. In fact, two storm systems will be impacting those areas. The first one will occur tomorrow into Saturday. The second one will occur early to midweek next week. And both of these systems may produce a little bit of precipitation in the lower parts of the Midwest as they skirt on by to the south. But the heart of the Midwest will likely do without any real serious amount of precipitation. But don't be surprised if we get a little bit of light snowfall or maybe even a little freezing mix of precipitation types occurring in the Ohio River Basin as the storm system moves across those regions. As we go forward over these next few days. The first storm, again, it'll be tomorrow into Saturday, so we could see a little wintry mix across the lower parts of the Midwest. As we move Friday night into Saturday, we may see the same thing occur, perhaps sometime, looks like on Monday night into Tuesday. We'll watch both those events, so we may still have some winter weather to deal with in the lower parts of the Midwest. In the meantime, it's very dry across the upper Midwest, the northern plains, and those areas are still not likely to see much in the way of significant precipitation for a while. Only small, weak little disturbances passing through the region at a fast pace will likely occur. Each one will likely produce a little bit of snow flurry and snow shower activity. Every once in a while, we might be able to put together a few hours of snow and maybe accumulate an inch or two of that across the region, but I'm certainly not expecting to see any large storm system impact those areas anytime soon. There is a bit of a warming trend showing itself for the western portions of North America as we get into the second week of the outlook. Some of that warmth will attempt to get into the northern plains, and if it is successful, we could generate a little bit better storm system in that region, perhaps in about a 10-day period from now. Don't look for that between now and then, though. In hard red winter wheat country, there is another storm system that's likely to impact the southeastern corner of the region here as we move forward into the early part of next week. Looks like Monday into Tuesday, the storm system will bring some moisture into Oklahoma, parts of north central Texas, and perhaps a few areas in south central Kansas. The storm system will be at least bringing some meaningful precipitation to an area that's been bypassed by a lot of storm systems recently, and the moisture will be welcome, although not necessarily a fix-all by any means, for the long-term drought that's been prevailing. The drought in the High Plains region from the northwestern Texas panhandle through Colorado, western Kansas, and into Nebraska and South Dakota will show no signs of change anytime soon. Our temperatures across the region as we go forward through these next few days will continue to oscillate between normal and below normal, and we'll expect to see the temperatures bottoming out below zero in the northwestern parts of the region periodically. This would be the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota, though, and some single digits and teens may occur for low as we move through the weekend across portions of Nebraska and Iowa, as well as Wisconsin, possibly even northwestern Illinois. Everybody else will see lows mostly in the 20s and some 30s as we move forward through this period of time. The afternoon temperatures will be a little bit better, probably looking at a lot of 20s and 30s across the Midwest, and some teens, maybe even some single-digit readings in the far northwest. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Thank you very much, Drew. In the current electronic trade, March wheat in Kansas City is at 826, up 1.5. May 836, up 1.5. March wheat in Chicago, 772.75, down 1.75. May 782.75, down 1.75. July 790.75, down 3/4. March corn, 692.25, down 1. July 692.5, down 1.75. December 598.25, down 1. January soybeans, 14.30.75, up 6.25. March, 14.23.5, up 5. July, 14.07, up 3. November, $13.50, up 1/4. January soybean meal, 431.60, up 30 cents. January soybean oil, 48.72, up 43. December live cattle, 128.90, down 45. January feeder cattle, 151.85, down 22.5, and February lean hogs, 87.05, and they are down 40. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView, and she is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Dave.
No export sales to talk about this morning. What are traders trading?
They're trading fears of the fiscal cliff, I think, as much as anything. There certainly isn't a lot of direction from these outside markets like there was yesterday with the crude oil being up a couple of bucks right at the outset. So this news that Taiwan had canceled some tenders for both corn and beans, citing too high prices, just really confirms what we've already known, is that the U.S. prices are high in relation to the rest of the world, both particularly on the corn side. Not so much on the wheat. Now we're very competitive on wheat.
So we did see those cancellations of tenders, and I keep looking at the December 13 contract and thinking, well, producers are going to start thinking about some marketing, but it's lost its six handle today.
It did. We've slipped back down under $6 and trading around 5.98 this morning, and that's going to be a pretty tough place to try to get guys to sell. I think $6 cash might be a starting point for some of these fellows, at least to be able to, as an advisor, to talk people into looking at that, but certainly not at 5.70.
And I don't know that December corn will rally between now and maybe planting season, really, if you think about it.
Well, we may not need that 100 million acres that I think we're pretty close to, mm-hmm. given the economics of the situation. You know, Informa came out at 99 million acres. So there may not be a big push to push that December 13 corn up to try to attract acres.
Soybeans are showing some light gains this morning.
Light gains, but no real upside momentum. It looks like the March beans are going to have a really tough time getting back to the overnight high at 1429. We need some kind of volume, some kind of volatility to come back in this bean market to get prices higher. One plus, I guess, what you would have to say is that the Asian markets were up overnight, and that I thought should have helped the U.S. markets a little more than they did.
And very quickly, 1372 and a quarter remain a downside objective for the bears still?
I think in that 1370 range, 1380, we're going to catch prices holding, yes.
Thank you much, Ellen. That's Ellen Dearden of AgriView out of Morton, Illinois. Current tick, March corn, 691.5, down 1.75. December, 598, down 1.25. January soybeans, 1429.5, up 5. March, 1423.25, up 4.75. November of 13 at 1299.75, down 0.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana is 901 Central Time.